USA News. I'm Rich Johnson. It's a very busy day at towns along the southern border as they prepare for a surge of people looking to apply for asylum in the USA.
We've been prepared for the unknown, and we still don't know what the unknown is because we don't know what will be coming.
And El Paso Mayor Oscar Leeser says in the long run,
I don't see a light at the end of the tunnel, and there is no end game.
He says that's because Congress has failed to act on immigration. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy hopes to fix that today.
We will pass on the floor the strongest border security this country has ever seen.
The Democrats say the bill coming to a vote will do just the opposite. Illinois Congressman Jesus Garcia calls it cruel.
It seeks to continue the building of a border wall. It seeks to continue detention, potentially family separation, etc. This is not a solution.
The bill's likely to pass the House and unlikely to go anywhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Abortion rights groups say violence at abortion clinics is on the rise. It counts more incidents of arson, death threats, burglaries, and break-ins last year than in 2021. Home prices are stagnant, interest rates continue to rise, and that means sagging confidence in real estate. A Gallup poll finds 34% of those asked think that real estate is the best long-term investment. Last year, that number was 45%. The Labor Department says the number of us applying for unemployment benefits last week was more than 264,000. That was well above expectations, perhaps more evidence of a cooling economy. Adidas has figured out what to do with millions of pairs of sneakers named Yeezy for its former branding partner Kanye West. Adidas will sell the shoes, but donate the proceeds to charity. The NFL releases its fall schedule tonight. Among the changes, a first-ever game on Black Friday. The first game of the season is September 17th. The champion Kansas City Chiefs host the Detroit Lions. This is USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about five times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit notimetowait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
A bill moving through the Texas state legislature that was originally supposed to ban drag shows now makes no mention of drag shows. Instead, it would ban sexually explicit or suggestive performances while minors are present. And opponents say that could be a problem.
This bill creates a brand new category of criminal offense that is unnecessary and unconstitutional.
That's Brian Klosterboer of the ACLU of Texas, who says the bill contains no definition of exactly what would be banned.
Any police officer will have nearly unbridled discretion because there's no way to know what is a sexual performance.
But one supporter of the original bill says the broad reach of the new language could be a positive. He told the State House hearing it would be a huge blessing to see this bill ban R-rated movies. The bill's passed the Texas State Senate and continues to be under consideration in the State House. The Los Angeles suburb of Pico Rivera is taking the strongest steps yet in trying to crack down on street racing and street takeovers. A new ordinance allows the city to permanently seize cars caught illegally doing donuts or blocking intersections. And anyone present at a street takeover could be charged with a misdemeanor in order to pay a $2,000 fine. Longtime action movie star Dolph Lundgren says he's been waging the biggest fight of his life the past 8 years, kidney and liver cancer. He says chemotherapy has helped and he appreciates every day. I'm Rich Johnson, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.